On this vote, the yeas are 53, the nays are 47, and this nomination is confirmed.
With that historic vote, the Senate has acted to make Federal District Court Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson the 216th justice to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court, and the first African-American woman to be confirmed. Vice President Kamala Harris, herself a glass ceiling breaker, presided over the historic vote, while Jackson joined President Joe Biden to watch from the White House's Roosevelt Room. Democratic senators rose in a standing ovation after the vote, while some Republicans walked out during the applause. Two Republicans, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and Jim Imhoff of Oklahoma, voted from the cloakroom because they were not wearing ties as required by Senate rules. Shortly before the vote, Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer called it a joyous day for the Senate, for the Supreme Court, and for the nation.
She belongs on the Supreme Court. It's now up to us to finish the work that the president entrusted us to do. So today is also a joyous celebration in another way. In the 233-year history of the Supreme Court, never, never has a black woman held the title of justice. Ketanji Brown Jackson will be the first, and I believe the first, of more to come.
The vote was bipartisan, with Republicans Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Mitt Romney of Utah joining all 50 Democrats to approve the nomination, without needing a tie-breaking vote from the vice president. The Senate action came after sometimes heated questioning of Jackson in the confirmation hearings, where a number of Republican senators tried to portray Jackson as soft on crime, in particular child pornography and terrorism. On the matter of questioning, Democrat Schumer expressed some bipartisan gratitude to senators.
All the members of the Judiciary Committee for their thoughtful and respectful, all my Democratic colleagues on the Judiciary Committee for their thoughtful and insightful examination of the judge's record. And I want to thank those Republican senators who chose to take this process seriously.
Republicans mainly denied that their questioning was disrespectful.
Let's be clear. No nominee before the Senate for any position deserves a cakewalk or a coronation.
Mitch McConnell of Kentucky is the Senate Republican leader. He defended Republican behavior in the hearings and blasted Democrats for what he described as a pattern of false allegations, conspiracy theories, and apocalyptic rhetoric. And then he explained why he would vote no on the nomination.
Even as a violent crime wave sweeps America, Democrats are pursuing a nationwide campaign to make the justice system softer on crime. They're stacking the deck with far-left prosecutors, woke warriors at the Department of Justice, and federal judges who believe criminals deserve lighter treatment. This project is terrible for innocent American families, and every piece of evidence suggests Democrats view Judge Jackson as its crown jewel.
Democrats focused on Jackson's qualifications, as well as the diversity she'll bring to the bench. She'll be the sixth woman on the Supreme Court, the fourth person of color, the third African-American, and the first African-American woman. She'll be the first former public defender. She'll bring more experience as a trial judge than the sitting justices had. And she's also presided over a Shakespeare Theater Company mock trial for the wrongful deaths of Romeo and Juliet. All in all, Senate Leader Schumer calls the confirmation one of the great moments in American history, invoking the memory of the Civil War to end slavery, women's struggle for the vote, and the civil rights movement of the mid-20th century.
And today, we are taking a giant, bold, and important step on the well-trodden path to fulfilling our country's founding promise. This is a great moment for Judge Jackson, but it is even a greater moment for America as we rise to a more perfect union.
Judge Jackson is scheduled to join President Joe Biden and Vice President Harris at the White House Friday for public remarks. She'll take the oath of office after Justice Stephen Breyer retires at the end of the Supreme Court's term, likely in late June or early July. After that, for the first time in the Supreme Court's history, white men will make up a minority on the bench. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.